Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I've cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I'm counted already with those who go down into the pit. I'm as a man who has no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and they're cut off from your hand. So David's understanding of death is that death is total unconsciousness. And there is no immortal soul. That is, we don't go on living after we're dead. The hope of the Bible is very clearly the resurrection of the body. And that's the huge significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we're baptized into that. So we have the hope of resurrection when Jesus comes back. Free, he says, I'm free among the dead, like the slain, whom God remembers no more. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness and the deeps. Your anger lies upon me, and you've afflicted me with all your waves. You've put away my friends far from me. You've made me an abomination to them. I'm shut up and I can't come out. My eye mourns because of my affliction. Lord, I've called every day upon you. I've stretched out my hands unto you. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Well, he's clearly feeling very depressed, and he feels that God isn't hearing his prayer, but he still keeps on praying. And God doesn't answer our prayers straight away. And I think one reason for that is so that we will continue trusting in him. Just imagine how it would be the other way around. If when we prayed, God answered us straight away. Well, God would then be like a bank machine, like an ATM, where you just put your card in, tap some numbers, and out comes the money. Well, God's not like that. If he was like that, we wouldn't have a very good relationship with him. We'd be spoiled kiddies, wouldn't we? We would just say, oh, God, give me this. Right, yeah, God always gives me that. But no, God wants us to trust in him. He wants us to have faith in him. And you have no faith in an ATM, in a bankomat, on a bank machine, you just assume it's going to work for you. Well, God's not like that. He wants us to trust in him and have a relationship with him, so he doesn't answer straight away. And the point is, quite simply, that you keep on praying, even when there is no immediate answer. And he talks about death again. Will you show wonders to the dead? Will the dead praise you? Will your loving kindness be praised in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? So he understands death to be a place where you don't praise God. And quite often he says, I don't want to die now, because I want to keep on praising you. I want to keep on playing his harp in praise of God. So the idea that when you're dead, your soul goes up to heaven, you sit on a cloud, and you play a harp praising God, this is not taught in the Bible. The message of the Bible is very much of the resurrection of the dead, because the only kind of existence that the Bible speaks about is existence in a bodily form. And God himself has a kind of a body. He is a real person. He's not a cloud. He's not an idea. He actually exists.
Jesus is not an earthquake, too.
Well, Jesus also had a literal body, and that body died. And 3 days later, that body rose again. And 40 days later, he ascended to heaven. And the angels said, this same Jesus whom you've seen go into heaven will so come in the same way. But unto you have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer will come before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? So, when he talks about my soul, he means me. Me as a person. Why do you hide your face from me? Why do you hide your face from my soul? So then, the soul is the person. And Ezekiel says the soul that sins will die. So a soul can die because a person can die. So there is no such thing as a soul that cannot die. I'm afflicted and ready to die from my youth upwards. So he'd had troubles even from a young man. You remember how as a youngster he had to go out there and look after the sheep when those wild animals were attacking him. So he says he'd faced death from his youth. Your fierce wrath goes over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came all around me every day like water. They compassed me together. Lover and friend, you've put far away from me and my friends into darkness. So he feels that he's alone. And when you feel alone, well, that is in a sense how you are. Even Jesus said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, God didn't forsake Jesus, but that's how he felt. And so the great comfort is that you may feel like that, but in reality, God is still with you.